Ariana, how do you see the importance of that collective partnering with the Indie Arts Council? And when that idea was developing, what did the conversation focus on?
It's incredibly important for FAF Collective to continue to elevate. Working with the Arts Council has been an important step for us, and we're excited to continue to gain major partnerships this year. And so a lot of the conversation stemmed around them tapping us, what I say, to do what we do best. And so they asked us to put something together, you know, highlighting what we see. And so we looked for different events from local organizations and artists that we know and put together what interested us the most. It was cool to see people outside of who we knew as well. It was important to highlight events happening this month and past February to continue on the celebration of Black Lives and Black History.
Share with us how necessary it is that the collective maintain its presence and grow after Black History Month ends.
So FAF Collective is in its sixth year as an indie arts and culture publication. And we've had many amazing years of events and stories, but we are ready to keep growing. And we've had kind of a pandemic hiatus from doing events in person, but we're back with some poetry readings this year, as well as some fresh content on our website, new contributors and partnerships. There isn't another arts and culture publication that does exactly what we do as far as, you know, steeping themselves in community. So it's an exciting time for us to shine and connect back with our community. People who have known us, we've connected with artists and tried to highlight artists in so many different areas and avenues. For example, poetry readings, tapping some of the great poets that we know and saying, you know, come share your work. Just, this is for you. Also, we publish different poets and short stories and articles. I write a lot of articles, series on highlighting artists, predominantly Black and Brown artists. We publish photography. That's just what we do. It is our bread and butter to support artists.
Does the FAF Collective seek community engagement? And if so, in what ways is that done?
So, absolutely. It's funny. Earlier, I said deep, and I really do see like FAF as like the tea bag, and like India is like the hot cup of water. We need each other to make that tea. And so our work stems from community engagement. I mean, really, when I moved back to the city, I would start going to shows and see these amazing performances from artists that were my peers, and I wouldn't see any media. And as a music journalist, I just thought that was a bit ridiculous. So that there was no one telling Black stories, as well as a platform kind of dedicated to that. So we stepped up and created this platform. And so from showing up and telling the stories that we felt needed to be told, doing community events, other workshop and facilitation efforts, without our community, we don't have anything. And so we're excited to continue those engagement efforts, hopefully as things open up and feel a little safer.
Ariana, thank you for your time this afternoon and for your information.
Thank you.